hard place in a skunk ravine. You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey. It's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
Speak your mind, brother. This is a no judgment zone.
That's why we're here. It is, though.
It is. If you listen to the first two episodes, I talk about shitting my pants as an adult. You ever shit your pants as an adult?
As do I.
Be honest.
I have.
Tyler?
Skunk Nasty has.
Oh, no. The shittiest bike ride ever.
Literally.
Well, the no. worst part was, right, so I was holding on to it.
Hell yeah.
I was holding on to it the entire ride, right? It's not, you know, now they got this cycle lanes and all that.
What happened? Did you hit a pothole or something? Like?
No. So I was yeah, an eighth like, grader. No,
not
I
trying
was,
to be a smart ass.
No,
just having fun with
I was
it.
Being a normal kid. I was being an eighth grader, and I didn't want to take a shit and leave their house. To be honest, yeah.
Just
yeah.
being a good.
You wanted
yeah,
to be a
just.
Really you didn't want to drop
really
a bomb.
Did it, you know?
You didn't want to drop a bomb on them house.
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
So,
fuck.
So
Alex is like eating tamales or some shit right now. Like I don't even know what he's eating.
Taquitos.
I was going
feisty bicycle rider.
But, you know, there we go. You know, like, there we go. Who knows,
like, what butterfly effect that had on your future, though, man? I mean, that turned you into the person you are today. You know? Who knows where the fuck you...
Listen,
yeah,
you know,
dude, if you didn't shit your pants when you were a kid, you
it's
might be supporting
politics,
Harris, man.
Yeah. We're just having a good time.
If Vermin
we
Supreme
politics,
actually had a chance, I'd vote for his ass, because I want my fucking pony.
Yeah.
That Vermin Supreme stance is everyone gets a fucking pony when he's elected president.
Dude, I want to dig up Abraham Lincoln and just make him zombie president.
Just to shoot him again.
Just to shoot him again. Okay, I didn't think about that part, sorry.
Be like, it still didn't work.
Psych! No.
John Wilkes Booth was right. Bam. Yeah. Do you guys think Lincoln actually, like, fucked the thighs of people? Like he was gay, supposedly.
Well, when you're that tall, I mean, shit, you gotta get your angle in there.
Shit, yeah. That's why he was, that it could be. That's why he was like, let him go. Get him from the South. Bring him up here to Lincolnstown. You know what I'm saying?
When the heat of the meat. Meets the angle of the angle, man.
Yes, sir.
Like,
yes, sir. He probably had a giant fucking hammer that only a, you know, black lady could handle.
Oh, man. Can you imagine the Lincoln Logs he stacked?
Okay, so is the Lincoln Log his dick? Is the Lincoln Log his dick or his shit?
That's where you come up with the name.
Or both.
Yeah, right. John Wilkes Booth was jelly as fuck, dude.
Yeah, John Wilkes Booth.
He's like, fuck this old Lincoln log stacking motherfucker.
He's like, this fucking dude comes into my fucking theater swinging his fucking cock around here. You okay, buddy? You look tired.
What? Yeah, I've been in the fucking sun all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to get it?
111 degrees. Heat index, baby. I know.
Well, yeah, take
Desmond's been
surf.
Very ever since it hit 100 this past week. Desmond's just been like, "Dad, it's at 100. It's gonna get 200 soon." I'm like, "Yeah, you
I
wish."
Did 12 yards of mulch, shelled it,
and then
wheelbarrowed it, and then, I mean, not all by myself, but I shoveled it most
because
sorry, ladies, but I shoveled the mulch faster.
Oh, shots fired.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Shots fired.
They don't listen to this.
It goddamn
you were
right.
You were built for it, man. That's your fucking job, right? Like we talked about.
Get them.
We got
get them, ladies.
We got that shit done.
But
we got this shit in the trunk. It needs to go away so we can drive home without it.
You got a dibby dab?
Well, yeah, but you got
rib-a-dibs.
I was going somewhere else with that.
Where were we going?
Because I was waiting.
Oh, we're going for another ride.
So the place that we were at today had no service.
Road
messes? And the
I had what?
This detective.
Oh yeah, the detective came and got
you. I had to go, you know, for the attempted murder.
Just go to work all. You go to work, just all.
Not me. I didn't attempt to murder.
You gotta tell us about that though. Really though, that's.
Well, if you go back and listen to the episode, fucking dude, I don't remember. It's in the first like 10 episodes. Alex talks about the shooting that happened in his backyard at the apartment complex, and saw the guy run through his fence, and
not my fence. Not, I don't even know where that is.
No, street? No. Actually,
I just can see the house.
Yeah, and this wasn't Alex. This was this dude, Tony. This was this Mexican dude named Tony, not Alex. So this is like a, this is told in the first person of somebody else through Alex. Anyways, continue.
Back in my day.
No, I love the story.
So anyway. I had to go testify.
Oh, you're just talking about jury duty?
It's not jury duty.
I know. I'm just being a smart ass.
He got a jury. They got you in there. They still got your ass in there.
Gotcha.
Like, oh, you ain't going to do jury duty?
And then the guy said he was going to buy me lunch. But I was like, I don't want to eat lunch before court.
Should have just been farting on the stand and shit, just everywhere because of your nerves. That'd be funny as shit.
So,
put the pressure on that man.
So anyway, so fucking So he was like, well, I can either buy you lunch before or after. And I was like, you know.
After Olive Garden.
Obviously after. Well, that's what I was going to go for. And I was going to have him buy me a beer.
Dude, they'll welcome in.
Yeah.
Four cheeseburgers, four beers, four shots.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I can definitely see Alex hustling a beer out of a detective.
Totally. Oh,
and the detective's like, man, I can't go in there.
I can see him pulling that off. Like,
he's like, man, I can't go in there. It's like, dude, quit being a bitch.
Yeah.
I just testified. I just won your case single-handedly.
You owe me a fucking beer.
I did all the hard work.
For real,
you sat around shuffling paper.
Case too much,
dude, so. This is all satire.
I know.
It's
I'm
all
just
made
saying.
Up. It's yes. not. This is not real. This is everything we talk about out here is made up.
We're just having fun.
This case of dicks.
I still can't wink loud enough to where they hear me.
Wink.
Give it some butterfly.
Yeah, we got to work on that. You going to build those muscles up or what?
Yeah, not 30% of our listeners are wet.
They're wet.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm glad you like it, dude. We can circle back to the mullet, but let's finish the rest of this story. Is that it? A beer? Oh, yeah.
It's something to there wet your whistle.
Oh, by the way, you
wet
stole,
the whistle.
You know who's. You know who's drink held you still.
Yeah, that has to be
I'm
Ashley's.
Right with that. Detroit Lions, baby. Ho. I got nothing to say.
This will be cut. We're going to just go ahead and cut that part of you.
Why is everything exploding?
Well, we still got to do that.
I dropped that on the way out.
Oh, you know how... All right, never. I'm not even going to say it.
What? Now you have to. I don't want to know what you're going to
say. All right, so like, how unprofessional sometimes the court system is? I mean, all the time.
Shocking.
But, right before, they were like, have you ever been a...
convicted of a crime?
No, like, have you ever, like... What, I can't even think right now because it's...
It's so goddamn hot, people.
When you stand up in front of the...
Oh, stand up for
I swear
a witness
to tell the truth,
or whatever.
The
oh,
truth.
You,
so
you,
swearing in?
Yeah, have you ever been a witness?
Fuck no. I don't snitch.
Motherfucker.
Fuck.
No, I have never been a witness. So, what? When you're just standing there?
I didn't stand. I was sitting.
Oh.
And they gave me a tiny little shot glass of water with ice in it.
What was that for?
I don't fucking know. It probably had drugs in it.
Probably should have just, like, slapping it on your neck. Like, fuck.
I already took
you.
A bunch of my meds.
Like, some
holy
water.
You should have.
Sitting there all dry mouth.
And I
like,
drank a beer. What
dude,
are they going to do
dude,
about that?
You
should have
took
fuck
it.
Them.
You should have took it and just tossed it over your shoulder onto the people
yeah.
behind you been like, in the courtroom. Like,
what was that?
As-salamu alaykum.
What was that? 252? God damn. Some white lightning.
That was bullshit, dude.
I think before I post this, I'll look up the laws about talking about a court.
We're not supposed to.
Yeah, probably not. So all this.
The lady already came out in the hallway and was like, even to the people who were all sitting next to her.
She was a fan. She was like, don't talk about this on Skunk Ravine.
No, she was like, you're not supposed to talk to each other at all about anything.
Well, yeah, the people involved.
Yeah, but
I'm talking about.
I don't think we're
broadcasting it to the internet.
I mean, we've already talked about it.
I promise.
Yeah, I know, but I could edit all this out, but maybe I won't.
Right, I promise.
Whatever. I'll post it. I don't give a fuck.
I'm just saying what I saw.
Yeah. You're just telling your experience.
I didn't sign any paperwork saying that I wasn't supposed to talk about this shit.
Right.
So.
Some bitch-ass judge was probably like, don't talk to him.
And it's okay to tell your friends about
that
shit.
Bitch.
Because, you know, I mean, who knows what can transpire from that shit, right?
Yeah,
so
like if I get shot up
people are going to come after you if it was something severe.
I did look the dude
like
in the face.
And were you like, that guy?
I was like, I don't know.
Doesn't look like the man I saw. Can you put a hoodie on?
Yeah, put a hoodie and a mask.
Yeah, put
a
hoodie and a mask.
And a coat.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I have no fucking clue what the fuck he looked like.
Should
have
just been like, that's not him.
I was just like, I have no clue.
Just let him go. So he comes back and finishes the job.
Well, you know what's even more fucked up is they said they already got the guy who did it. I'm so confused about this trial.
Yeah, well, you got me.
Like, kangaroo court. I'm calling it. Kangaroo court.
Kangaroo court. Yeah. So, like, why am I in there testifying? About the thing, if they already have that person,
it's because it's the system. They love it. They want you to be a part of it.
Bless their heart. But I mean, even if they've already proved it, gonna hurt proving it more? You know, it's just like let's just completely bury this person.
That guy's already incarcerated. And
I think that's
federal.
What they call fisting people.
I might be saying too much. I'm gonna shut up.
Yeah, that's what they call.
I don't get where this made up bit went. Cause where's the punchline?
Yeah, I'm so
damn.
Alex got off the stand and slipped on a banana peel. Oh god!
Yeah.
Oh jeez, man! What a funny made-up story! What a funny made-up story!
That's a good one.
All stories are made up on this podcast. Nothing is real.
Nothing's real.
Nothing's real. God's not real.
That's just dog noises in the background. Constantly.
Sick dogs.
Realize. About reality.
Anyway,
so.
This is going well. Anyways, welcome to Skunk Ravine. I'm Nick D.
So what's.
We got Skunk Ravine with the soft open. Nick D here. We got.
We're
checking
my man. In on Alex.
Alex Dine.
We got my boy AD over there. We got Skunk Nasty sitting in again.
Skunk Nasty's here.
We got Drake sitting right here next to me.
Yeah. Surprise guest.
See, they can hear it. You're going to be in the...
You'll be in.
You'll be in the background.
You are not.
If he's hard to hear, that's fine. You know, actually, you should sit right next to Alex. Cause
yeah.
If you do talk, Alex's mic will pick it up. Yeah, you will
be
able to hear.
You got to. Hey.
Well, that way, when you are talking, it's getting picked up more from his. Instead of just barely being able to hear, we'll be able to hear.
No. This is funsies, right? Like, cuts the parts of
it.
This is an open door podcast.
Yeah,
you gotta get up and piss.
Man.
Go piss.
Just don't piss on the floor.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm just being a
there
smart
should be
ass.
A big,
I love you, dude. I'm
there should be a milk jug in there. You piss into that.
Yeah. Don't do that. Just...
We're trying to make glow sticks over here.
None of these things are happening here.
You know that's how glow sticks were invented?
I don't.
This dude, I don't remember what the guy was trying to do, but he was like burning piss and like boiling piss down to nothing, and it created like fluorescent.
Really?
Yeah, some dude like the early 1900s. Look up the history of glow sticks, dude. It's from some dude trying to do some scientist trying to figure out something. And he was boiling down piss. And then it was like, oh shit, it glows in the dark.
It's luminescent.
Cool.
Like, isn't that what that's called?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I might have to look that up.
Look it up. I might be wrong.
You know, it's just going to be weird when, my old lady, when I go home and she's going to be like, what the fuck are you looking at? Like, look at it. It is true. A luminescent piss?
Honey, and quick. Like, Google boiling piss.
Like,
what happens?
Fuck are you looking up, Tyler? Damn you.
What happens when you boil your piss? Look it up now.
It'll be glorious.
Isn't that insane that that's like where most things came from, was just someone like, I want to do some weird shit. There's probably more to it than that, but I mean, a dude just boiling piss.
Food.
That guy might have been a scientist, but he might have just been boiling piss to enjoy it, the smell in his home, you know?
Yeah. That or he was like,
and he was like, no, I was trying to invent stuff. I'm not weird. I'm not weird.
Is that one of R. Kelly's like ancestors or something?
Yeah,
like,
dude. Yeah. R. Kelly.
Piss on it.
Dude.
Very nice.
Remember that interview he did where he got all worked up and he's like, this is my life!
Yeah. Where he's like,
that shit was so fucking funny, dude.
Yeah, that was absolutely.
It's like, oh, you're guilty.
Yeah. He busted himself out. He did. He busted himself out.
This is my life!
Yeah. Well, you can't piss on people no more, bud. No.
You can't piss on kids. Don't piss on kids. You can piss on consenting adults all the fuck you want.
Oh, I guess I.
Just don't piss on kids.
I black out.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Consent's the shit, dude.
Yeah. I tend to not think about horrible things like that.
Like kid pissing.
Fucked up evil in the world.
Yeah. Anyways, next topic. Jeffrey Epstein, huh? What do you think that industrial...
I literally was about to say, there's way worse things that people could be doing.
What do you think that industrial-sized meat grinder he ordered was for?
Like the sausage party he was going to have?
We all know.
He was getting rid of business.
Yes, sir.
Dude, really? I didn't know about this.
Again, I might just be talking out of my ass.
I never heard about it. You got me fucked up.
That alone. No, just.
If you start talking off mic and he can't hear you, it's just going to be blank silences. What about Donald Trump? There's people on both sides. There's people on both sides that went on that fucking plane and fucked kids.
Naughty business out there, huh?
Let's talk about that real fucking.
I don't know if we should or not.
Don't.
We shouldn't, because we're going to get... You don't talk about the Clintons, because we're going to get killed.
Nah, bruh.
And I like... I don't know about you, but I like being alive, man.
They polished off the Kennedys.
Do you want to get... do you want to commit suicide by shooting yourself twice in the head? Because that's how you commit suicide, by shooting yourself twice in the head.
That's the only way.
Straight up, man. That one reporter in the 90s, like, totally reported about how the CIA was, like, bringing crack into Compton and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And that motherfucker committed suicide with two shots in his head. Well, for sure.
Was that double barrel?
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Will you show me your suitcase you called me about?
He's sitting on it. Actually, you probably shouldn't sit on that.
Yeah, don't sit on that. We got to take a look at this suitcase. What's inside of it?
What's in there? Is it new?
No, it's the one.
It's the one.
Yeah,
Alex.
That's not a good sitting spot.
Okay, you're... Go for it. Go for it.
There's like a whole couch over here.
Yeah, dude. Like I said, if you sit by Alex, we'll be able to hear you too.
No.
All right. So, well, I want to hear you if you're going to be talking. I don't know how to open this. You better come over here.
You just do both of it. There's nothing in it. I already opened it.
It's not racist. You said it was racist. It's just a suitcase.
Dude, you're not even fucking looking at it, dumbass. Bro, look at that fucking emblem by the handle. Maybe look a little closer.
Dump.
Bridgeport luggage?
Rodriguez.
Okay, look at who's like.
Oh, shit.
With all their luggage. Yeah. What's
it say? Yeah. It's so subtle.
Uh-huh.
It's like you...
yeah, bro. Yeah, you thought I was fucking around.
It's a bellhop in blackface.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, wow.
With the big old white lips.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Wow, and the bug eyes and everything.
Yeah,
dude.
He's like scrambling with the luggage.
Wow.
Like.
So this is like from the 40s or 30s? When was blackface? That was like 20s?
Don't make them like
well,
they used
just,
to.
I don't know, man. Found it in the attic.
It looks glorious. Oh, that's one of the ones.
Packcraft. Yeah. Wow.
Dude, there's.
I swear you just saw this one.
Dude, that, just a bellhop. But he's carrying bucket. A lot of luggage, too. That's good.
Dude, there's a soul. There's a soul that comes with that thing.
It's not worth that much either.
I swear.
Good one, huh?
That's great. Yeah.
Dude, there's like, a soul that comes with that.
I don't know
that.
Why, but for some reason, I was just picturing, like. You're good. I was just picturing big blackface on the side.
Oh, no, no.
And, like, watermelons and
no,
shit.
No, it's a little tiny. I've looked
so
at
subtle.
It, like, so many times.
It's so subtle.
And then, who? I swear, Tyler, you pointed
dude,
out.
Dude, sit next to Alex. Bro. You told me even to.
I don't bite, dog.
Yeah, he's feeling
sit on
good.
The T-bone.
We don't bite.
Bro, sit on the T-bone stick.
Yo, put some comfort under your ass, man. Don't just sit on the hardwood.
Yeah, dog.
You got to be comfortable, homie.
Go hard ass.
What a hard ass.
That was right behind
you. Hey, I need a little sip of that whiskey.
You don't got to prove a point.
I think I need a little sip of that whiskey over here.
Anyway. I know, but you can G-bone next to her.
Now, this. Is
smarter.
You want this?
Yeah.
Can I do a dab, buddy?
Never, dude.
So we can actually start the show.
Go get him out of the fridge.
And let's start the show.
It should be on the second shelf by the garlic.
Yeah, here.
Do not sit on that.
Drake, sit in the fucking chair over here.
That's an antique.
Yeah, we all love each other.
It's all love. It's all love up in here.
So next time, you'll have a mic.
Where that phone?
Like you and Tyler, you and Tyler can share a mic right now. Like,
or just here.
No, no.
All right, first half is Tyler. When we hit 30 minutes, switch.
I can't get enough of this.
Hell yeah, buddy.
That's
fuck yeah, baby.
We're just having a good time.
Fuck yeah, brother. We're having a good time. We chilling?
Cheers.
We killing?
Cheers.
We're glad you're here, man.
We got a beer.
There is hold not on. Usually talking. Because
you guys got me convinced I'll squirt off that dirt.
Fuck yeah. Dude, you definitely got to hook him up with some stickers, man. The fucking 15 roll so he could slap that shit.
I don't know where they are at the moment.
Dude, we're literally NASCAR.
NASCAR, fast car.
Dude, there's an awesome Instagram page. It's called NASCUM. And it's just all the time the NASCAR guys say, like, oh, he's coming.
Dude,
oh, he's coming hard up the rear. And it's like every race, there's so many.
Like, I love it, man.
Hell yeah. I would love to go to some NASCAR.
Yeah, I mean,
I've been taking the kids to the dirt track in Hartford for like Night of Destruction.
Oh, dude, that place is sweet.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, especially the fireworks when they have the fireworks.
Oh, dude, when they have the bus.
Kids
loaded with fireworks that's shooting mortars out and shit. Yeah, dude, that shit's dope. The kids just want to go play around, and I just want to sit there and get fucked up, and it's great. It's fun.
I was tripping balls on some.
See, I went to three Night of Destructions, and I was like,
the kids love that shit, man. Like, that's you.
Hell yeah. That's you, man. Yeah, my kids are me. I am my kids. My kids are me. I'd do anything for those little pieces of shit.
I would hope so.
Huh?
I said I would hope so.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah.
Should we pause and do a dab break?
That's where I was
waiting
for you.
Okay. Hey, everybody. We'll be right back after this important message from no one. No, if I'm fucking anybody on this trail, it's going to be Walls, dude. Because I just like how round. He looks round and soft. Dude, I bet he's got better ass than Harris. And that's the end of politics. Anyways, I took a bunch of shits today that were very dark and gross, and I don't know what I should do. These dark shits I've been taking. Dude, I have been, I haven't drank in 3 days.
Did you die or something or what?
No, I've just been reckless at drinking too much, so I took a break. I think I'm only going to drink when I'm here. And maybe next week I won't even drink.
I'm cool with that.
But, you know, I don't want to drink.
We'll just get really high. Maybe take a little bit of something. Next time.
Oh, next time. Okay. Yeah. Is that what you're...
We should do that instead.
We should. We should do that up at the cabin next month. I have Ashley's schedule. I think there is 1 or 2 weeks that I can definitely will work. Like early September, maybe the first or second week.
But like weekends?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I'll take off. I'm guessing you're going to have to work Friday. So yeah, we can go Saturday, Sunday, come back. Yeah. Wait, go up Friday night, stay Saturday, come back Sunday.
We'll stop at some nice place. We'll get some badass ramen.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I want some ramen.
Oh, dude, so good.
Up north?
You gotta go a little bit out of the way. It's in Grand Rapids. By the time
I'll go, I will always go out of my way for some fucking ramen.
By the time you get up to the cabin, it's like you're just chilling and dabbing and.
Dude, the last time I went to a ramen place was the first time I went to a ramen place. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah, like a whole mushroom. And it was the egg.
Oh, dude, they got
and I don't like eggs, so I was just like.
No, but was it a.
But it was pretty good.
It was one of those like.
It was like a soft, like a soft boiled egg.
Yeah, but was it brown?
Kind of.
Well, because I like soak them in like sauce.
Yeah, like soy or whatever, or teriyaki or
this place
fish sauce.
I think you would like
eel sauce
from this place.
Dude, I bet I would. I fucking love Asian food. I love Mexican.
Bro,
I love fucking.
These are so fine.
All the foods.
The ramen I get, it's like.
What's your shit? Like, if you could only eat one cuisine for the rest of your life, what are you picking?
One cuisine forever.
What do you got? Come on, you only get one thing.
I think I'm going Mexican. Asian?
Yeah,
Asian cuisine?
Oh, like
I mean, you can get all the cuisines.
Oh. Shoot.
I'm going Mexican.
Give me a second.
All day long.
I think I'd go Asian.
Asian?
Well, because there's so many different.
There is.
Different types of.
Asian. That's a broad. Korean barbecue.
Dude,
sushi.
Oh, we're talking about the whole back.
Yeah.
I'm talking about cuisine.
I thought like one meal.
No, I'm talking.
Yeah, I'd go
I'm
Asian.
Talking Italians.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say if I could only have one thing, it would be like
Don't get me wrong, I love
steak tacos, Mexicana.
Yeah. See, I love it.
Seeing that for breakfast, some huevos rancheros.
Dude, Mexicana with beans and rice, I could eat that every day, all day.
Mexicano tacos are the shit.
But it's like substance, right? Like you just, you know, it's not a.
It's vegetables and meat. Go, Alex, go.
No, I can't think what it. They, it's like Chevy. Chiros or
chimichurris?
Chimichurros. It's
huevos
like
huevos rancheros.
Yeah. No. That's not the one.
What is it? Can you describe it?
All right. You know Joe's Cafe.
A little bit. I've been there once.
It's not on the menu. It's on the board.
It's a secret menu.
Yeah.
Or behind the counter.
Yeah. And real small. It's like chevos
Dude, it's like a special version of it?
No, it's like, all right, so it's like Mexican nachos with like beans and eggs and chorizo and like, but the eggs aren't like cracked into it. Like they're all, it's all mixed together. Dude, it's so fire. Bro. And if you get there hot, oh, bro. We'll go there for breakfast.
Dude, let's fucking go, man.
Like when?
I mean, I'm going to have to take a day off of work so I can go with you.
This guy.
I got Mondays and Tuesdays off, but I'll go into work a fucking hour late. It doesn't fucking matter, dude. It's going to get...
We could split one. That's how much it is. Like, how much food it is.
Everybody just saw this on the side of the road. It's a like desk with a 3-tier shelf system. And the sign says...
Looks like from a school.
Look at the sign. Dollar sign, free
99.
Free 99. I'm intrigued.
Does that mean three? Like, I don't understand.
Hey, we'll talk about it after the show, but yeah, let's schedule lunch or breakfast.
Send in videos.
Yeah, send in videos of you cutting your fingers off.
We will not accept that.
Let's do the first skunk ravine challenge. Yeah, whoever can cut the most digits off with the most amount of cuts wins.
But we will watch them.
No. Talking like 1, 2, 3. All right, I got 12 on this finger.
There
you go. That's close to almost 75 if you go all four fingers.
What's that? Cut my finger off?
I came close. I almost took my entire fucking knuckle off.
Yeah, I sliced my shit up. Fucking with. I'll never forget. I was cutting a piece of drywall one time, and I said,
"Dude, what are you so like angry about?"
That's what that food is called.
I don't think anybody thinks that.
Yeah, what are you so mad about, man?
Not mad.
Why are you talking about him? He's over here like bitching. Like, what's wrong, man?
He gets mad a lot.
Why are you getting
it's
so
okay.
mad? About we what? Love yeah, because of politics.
We love
just relax. I'm looking at his phone, and I have ears. I just heard what you said. I bet I can play the tape back too.
Well, yeah, because you're.
Are you okay?
We love you, man.
You're here. Dude, with us, get right? there.
We're just having fun.
Do you want to touch the mullet or something?
The mullet.
Yeah, dude. I noticed that you have a lot of hair in the back of your head, too.
All
you know
I
you're,
say,
like, only a couple steps away. Wait a minute. Do you have a mullet? Take your fucking hat off. Is it a mullet?
No, he doesn't.
God damn it. You get a mullet.
It's questionable.
What are you waiting for,
he's
brother?
He's too feisty for a mullet.
Get the mullet. Oh, get the mullet. What do you mean he's too feisty for it? He's perfect for it.
Say that out of the
yeah,
most
dude. Trim it. Trim it.
I only say
I'm telling
that
you.
Most respect, but like
this feeling with like nothing hitting me up here is great. We're over here, but all the back of the neck stuff.
We need to give him
that's
like
fun. All day long. I'm
those,
just
like those real spiny, like.
Boy, howdy,
Alex. You look really good, man.
Yeah. Oh, I think
your style, your beard, and your hair.
Huh. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. I like you.
Thanks.
You look good, dude.
Thanks. Well, I had to go to Corey.
I had
to.
So is that
oh,
what,
you got
is
your Riz on today,
this
huh?
way today?
I have no clue, actually.
You got fancy today.
It's just doing it. No, I didn't. I wore a Deja Vu strip club t-shirt.
To the courthouse?
Yes. Was it autographed?
Well, damn. I mean,
was it autographed?
Can I autograph it now?
Was it the autographed one?
I'm just kidding.
Dude, Ashley found that in a box in the basement, my autographed one for my bachelor party. Wait. She was like, can I throw this out?
Sure,
I was like,
Nick,
I don't
sure
give
it is it.
Nicholas, that dye-tied one over there.
That dye-tied?
Yeah, you should be able to switch your...
Why'd you say it like that? Dye-tied.
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 It's the one that died being tied.
It died tied.
Vietnamese style. Dye-tied!
Is that the fucking...
Ooh, that's some sweet tie-dye, dude.
Yeah, bro.
Are you tied to that at my house?
Ones, yeah.
Yeah, I remember you doing that in my backyard.
Well, I didn't really want to wear my work shirt to fucking murder trial. Like,
you're like, I have girls to protect. Yeah, that tie-dye is tight, yeah. Dude. I love that.
I was like, I'm a stripper.
Tennille made those.
Dude, we did tie-dye with the kids, and I made Desmond such an awesome shirt.
Yes.
Yeah, in my backyard, like, last year.
Tennille used to make my tie-dyed strip club shirts. Sorry, I was twisted.
No, I made that at this guy's house.
Oh, I have a tie-dye strip club shirt guy.
Yeah, I got that guy.
You always have a guy for everything. Always be prepared.
Tie-dye.
Always.
Yeah.
In case you got to testify in court.
Whiskadoos and
all right, I'm just gonna get distracted looking at pictures.
Why do I look so concerned?
I don't know, dude. Yeah. Every time I come here, there's different pictures of you looking concerned. Like,
you look like you're looking at something that's about to explode.
That picture of you guys in the backyard are funny. What's a joke?
The Hornet one.
Dude,
no, I was.
I love you guys, but like, I saw that online. And I was like, "What the fuck?" I was like, "Who made? Who took that?"
Did I tell you about how
that shit blew my mind, man? That shit blew my mind.
Here's one.
No, that's fine.
Hey, fuckers.
That's
fine. Yeah. That blew my mind.
Hey,
I meant that one.
Nicholas.
Huh. What?
Tyler. Yeah. One of you motherfuckers is gonna listen to me.
I'm listening.
Did
well, thanks,
I,
buddy.
Did I tell you about how I
thanks, dude.
Took the lawnmower? Right.
What'd you do with it?
Well, there were still hornets.
What's wrong with you, dude? Why do you have something against me? Because of my political beliefs or what?
Oh, Jesus.
Let's squash this shit right now.
It's not going to happen. He's going to keep going, and then you're going to keep going.
All right.
I already know. And don't do this shit in my house. Have some respect.
Yeah,
I'm not
buddy.
Okay with
we're
this.
We're all just chilling.
I'm just trying
no,
to squash
care.
It before it
not
starts, because
no.
What the fuck?
We're
neither
just having fun. We're just
I'm
having fun.
I'm not doing shit.
You shut the fuck up.
You know me, Alex. I'm chilling.
I
man.
Love you. And you shut the fuck up.
Okay.
I love you.
Gotcha. Love you, too.
All right.
We're just
love
having
you
a good time.
Anyway.
I fucking love all you
so,
motherfuckers.
The Hornet's Nest.
If there was some...
Hey.
If there was,
is it gone or what?
If there was a battle out front,
I have
right
no clue.
Now, go out and fight to defend
there's been
guys.
Smaller Hornets. Or Yellow Jackets. But so the other night,
like weird fucking ones that survived the poisoning.
Let me tell
the disaster.
Damn fucking story.
Ooh. Ones that climbed out, like.
I think they were. Wait, they might have actually. Yeah, that would make sense because they're small. Well, I need to just dig it out. Like.
Sometimes.
Why was that funny?
I haven't really, I don't know. This
anyway,
said
fuckers.
Go ahead. Like, go ahead. Make the innuet. Make the joke.
You know, like,
tie it together.
I could just grind the whole thing up.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm crazy.
Like the pussy.
Can you tell me that process
it.
One more time?
Grind it.
Grind it.
No,
grind
but,
it out.
So I went out there last night, and there was like just a few random ones. It wasn't like a whole swarm. And they were small. And,
What'd you do?
I took, the lawnmower.
You laid fire on them?
No, I took the lawnmower. And I zip-tied the handle.
Oh, nice.
So that it would keep going. Like, so,
like, lean away from it and shit like that?
No, I just put it right over where the hole was. And then...
Did you suit up?
I did that before.
And then ran away and just let it run for, like, 30 minutes.
really. That's awesome.
And then I went back out there and like snipped the zip tie off, you know.
Like it maybe
hillbilly.
Maybe instead of digging it up, you could figure out where. I was gonna say you could just like stab it up a bunch with the pole. And
well, I'm waiting until it gets cold. It's
that's
been
a good way
too
to teach them to go somewhere else, though.
What, it's been too hot
for the hornets.
It's
too hot for the hornets. Guys,
we're not stay
it's
here anymore.
How hot has it been? Too hot for the hornets.
Too hot for the hornets.
We better not stay here no more.
Yeah,
because there's the spinning blades, mate.
Right. Oh, dude.
Have you ever seen I Shrunk the Kid? Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? Like,
oh, man. It's
the
been
bees
too long.
Are,
that's
yeah,
hilarious.
Dude, all that pollen getting sucked up into the lawnmower. Sad.
Dude.
You're done. You're fucking
from
done.
From the hornets?
No, I'm just
kidding. On account of the hornets.
On account of the hornets.
I can't say that even.
No, dude. You know what was sad?
What?
I had to work at a house, down by the beach.
Yeah. Down by the beach?
Right down by the beach, boy.
Where are you from, Jamaica, man?
They had a hornet's nest. I get it. Or not hornets. Bees. Like pollen-carrying bees. They weren't honey bees. They were a different color.
Yeah,
but they, like, weren't aggressive.
Still transporting pollen.
Right. And they definitely poisoned them because they were, like, dying.
I remember you telling me.
Yeah, dude, and that kind of made me really sad. Yeah.
We were talking about
it is real life.
Yeah.
That's real life.
Well, bees
shit,
like
right?
that
right.
are important.
Well, like
yeah,
you
yeah,
just
yeah,
fucked up.
Real life
they could have just
well, do, what'd they do to the seagulls at the all right. mall?
Like check
how
this
they
out.
Murder
what do you mean?
Do you no, know wait. About that?
Are they gone?
No.
Do you know about that?
Are they
that?
Gone?
Do you guys
they're
know
migratory.
Drake was the one that told me about it.
So fall's coming, so they're leaving.
No, they go there to have kids. Like babies.
Dude, we have to shimmy up that roof and get eggs.
Have you ever seen
fresh
eat
eggs?
Some oh,
can
no.
Make, can you eat seagull eggs?
Wait, what is it?
Out on
what
free
is it?
Seagull
milk.
Egg farm.
Gull milk. What
yeah.
is it called?
Dude, I still want to try
or
that.
No,
fight
that's
milk.
Fight milk.
Too much fun.
No, that's Hot. Crows.
It's oh, crow damn. Eggs. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crow.
So we
this
can
is ultra.
Can. So seagull
ultra
eggs.
Fight.
Seagull eggs.
Fight milk. Anyway,
what
where
to,
we went
just
way off.
Wild seagulls.
Wear safety glasses for me.
Oh,
though.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
yeah.
I wear, just welding attire when I'm breeding
there
my seagulls.
Dude, I've got
you're
plenty of welding helmets.
Make me them eggs. I'm going to make some money.
Destroy.
It's time to make money on the market.
I got
black
helmets
market
for
eggs.
Days, bro.
Just go to the hood liquor store and be like,
hell
hey,
yeah,
man,
dude.
You ever had seagull eggs? You ever had seagull eggs? And they'll be like, what?
No. Maybe this is how we
new
feed
market.
The homeless.
It's a new market.
Seagull egg farm.
Right.
Chicken
of the
homeless?
Chicken of the
what
mall.
What came first? The homeless guy?
Chicken
or
of the
chicken
mall.
Chicken of the mall.
Seagulls.
Nick, you hear that? Chicken of the mall.
Chicken on the mall?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Instead of chicken
at least
of the
for
cave.
Us.
Chicken of the mall.
Come on. Could,
I don't get it.
Can you eat
chicken
one?
At the, wait, are you saying you know, maw?
Because they're everywhere.
Chicken of the mall.
It's everywhere. They're everywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I
yeah.
was just in court. I didn't yeah. have to
yes.
pronounce it that much.
Chicken
God
of the
mall.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm a
dude,
little.
It's
chicken
free.
Of the mall.
The dad,
it's free chicken.
I took a nice
it's
dad.
Free chicken.
It got me feeling good.
Hey, I love you.
Chicken of the mall.
Chicken
yes.
of the mall.
Well. We just got that episode name right there.
I know. I was just about thinking, hey, I love it. Chicken of the mall. Hell yes.
I was trying to cheers you.
Oh, fuck
that's
you guys.
Why
I
had
all
my
beer,
so
you.
I get another beer and then cheers
you.
I love you too, buddy.
So I already talked about court, right?
No, you didn't. Oh, the joke you were talking about that you made up?
No, but just the
yeah,
fact
you
that
already
I...
talked about the joke. Yes. You already
what
told the joke about going to court and how, yeah, all that. Right here.
Oh yeah, what court?
I don't know nothing about nothing.
What do you got to say, man? I'm just crazy. What do you got to say, Mike? What? All right. What? There you go, Devin. Sorry, I'm not cutting that out because the fucking. Every fucking episode. Oh, my phone goes off every episode. And one of the emails that somebody wrote us was like, turn your fucking phone off this time.
Oh, because it makes noise.
Every time it goes off, I'm like, God damn it, I forgot to do that.
Yeah.
There you go. I need to go steal this telescope from my brother.
Dude, Saturday. I have a telescope.
How big is it?
Or it's like Black Hawk mission. Big.
Is it like average?
Let's go. We got the Roadmaster.
It's like average.
Yeah, it's like.
Some telescopes are too big.
It's like smaller than my dick.
That's the joke I make. It's a penis joke.
Well,
that's what I'm
no
saying.
No shit, Sherlock.
Oh, you get that?
Ooh, I like it.
Duh.
Okay. I'm sorry, man. So was it like a parrot or a parrot?
Fucking know.
A pirate
my
periscope?
My grandfather gave it to me. So you better use it.
Okay.
You get it.
How big is it? Look, is it like on a stand? Where is it?
In the garage. It's like in the.
You know what you gotta do?
It's in the abyss.
So you know what you gotta do? You gotta
exactly
cut a hole in your roof.
Oh, you take
and
it.
Turn it into your observatory.
No, it's for you. I'm giving it to you.
For me?
Yes.
Wow, dude. For real? Yes. Well, not only is that a gift for me, that's also a gift for my children.
I understand that.
I love you, man.
I don't have time for it. you do. Like,
my guy's over here like, I don't have time to look at the sky.
Bro, I already look at it. Like, I'm like,
holy shit.
Ah, cool sky.
All right, everybody, like, everybody beg for money. Give Alex some money, guys. Throw him 10 bucks.
Just, my God.
He's working so hard, he doesn't have time to look at the sky. Everybody
so
needs
depressed.
Time to look at the sky.
It's depressing.
It is.
But I love the world.
Aw, man, but what if you look at the sky and then you're like, holy shit. Oh, okay.
There's morning. Well, I don't know.
I'll never be a star.
I'm not allowed to have
just shoot yourself.
Well, it's because of, you know. Something.
Let's go to your cabin and make this happen, bro.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know. Wait, the pistol part or like?
Yeah. No, no, no. Everything before that.
Ah, yes.
And then the. Let's just knife fight out in the woods out there. Yeah, dude. Let's finish this. I didn't bring mine. I'm sorry.
He's got a good knife fight. He's got a good knife fight over there. He's full of shit.
Dude,
He's full of shit.
I watched this video. This dude in Germany stabbing this guy in the neck. And this guy tried to like
of
hit
your
this guy.
Liberal policies, you asshole. Your liberal beliefs. Your liberal beliefs.
This is great content.
I want to hear it right now.
What?
I want to hear it right there. Because you've been questioning everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, you've been questioning everybody.
Well, we just lost two.
We didn't lose anything.
But here we are with the fucking... Ow!
Scoodoo.
That was a delayed reaction. Seriously, I took like 20 breaths.
I wish I had a delicious juice to... Oh, I've got pickle juice.
Oh, to mix with the oven?
We go get the pickles.
I will. All right.
Pickle juice out the nostrils is not... Fun. Not a good time. But pickle juice on a hot day, fucking delicious.
And good for you, too.
Yeah. Vinegar. Yeah. It's delish. Just a nice, crispy pickle. Like, keep it in the cooler.
Yeah.
In the cooler.
Dude, every time I stop at the liquor store,
yeah.
I'm always looking at the...
The what?
What was that noise?
Nothing.
Where did that come from?
Oh, the... Bleep.
Yeah.
My phone.
Oh, God damn it.
And also,
dude,
that's a noise ravens make in Alaska. We've had this conversation.
I know. That was like episode 2,
yeah.
3, 4, somewhere. Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Ravens make that noise.
Hey, Alex, guess what? We're going to have a lot of conversations that we've had before.
Yeah, that's going to happen for the rest of our lives. And if you love this podcast... then deal with it. Or don't listen.
This was season one. This is episode one of season two.
I've got a super and now racist.
Now we
got
to start over.
Did we talk about the super racist looking suitcase?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
That's
good.
So season one. We're on season two.
No, I just pulled that out.
Yeah. Back on season one.
Yeah, but
but
we
now
didn't
I
notice.
Just said we're on season two, so now we're on season two. We already talked about that.
Boy, you are something.
I think you're something too.
I think he's making stuff up. Yeah, we just now noticed the emblem on it.
You noticed that, what, 3 days ago? You tried to call me and be like, dude, I got to show you this suitcase.
Yeah.
I was like, shut the fuck up. Stop talking.
Yeah.
Save it. Stop talking.
Uh-huh.
And then what do? We started making small talk, and then I was like, stop, stop.
Yeah.
Every time we talk on the phone, I was just like, dude, you got to stop talking to me.
Dude, yeah, I know.
And then we
just
get
hang
here,
up on me.
And then we get
but
here
say,
on the mic.
At least say I love you first.
Well, yeah, I always do.
You know. Dude.
See,
again.
I thought that was that. Because, see, I don't think
I
that's your
phone.
I
had to turn my
phone
off before court. Oh, it's right here. That's why.
That's my phone. I don't know.
No, mine's still going. The dude is just going off.
You got a fucking leaky faucet over here, bro.
Dude, it's straight leaking.
This leaky
dog.
Faucet sound is about to lead to a leaky faucet pound.
Oh, it's fucking... It's Falsman.
It's what?
Falsman.
Falsman.
Falsman just blowing my shit up.
Who the fuck's Falsman?
You know who Falsman is. Think about the name.
Oh. Ah, I get it. We've been talking to this microphone. Lightning's been dope tonight.
Lightning has been dope.
I will try to cut all of this together. So
yeah, yeah.
To make it flow.
Yeah, yeah.
Alex, cheers. Your pizza.
Cheers. Pizza, cheers.
Go outside. Finish this whiskey and eat some pizza and watch some lightning.
We love you guys.
There we go. We love you. We'll see you out there. I'm going to put this up on the regular page, and then maybe a new page will begin. I don't know. We'll, me and Alex are going to talk about it, and then we'll be there. All right.
We'll
catch you later. Catch you all later. Bye.
Love
you.